Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Wait, but wait, did MJ say we're calling this again? Oh, right. No, no, I got it. I know we're live. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, live, in person, live Raw. This is amazing. First off, the climate is controlled.
The climate is controlled.
Secondly, Kyle brought us a show clock.
Oh my God. There's a show clock right there?
With the temperature on it.
Professionals.
Incredible. Professionals. We're back in the building?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's how you say it.
Yeah. Because of the show clock, I know we started 5 minutes late, but it's quite all right. Thank you guys all for being here. It's amazing. Welcome to News of My Fiance. Midnight. Did I say midnight? Is that a midnight?
You definitely
welcome to News of My Fiance. Monday Night Raw. Live. In person. Live Raw. Right here for your viewing and listening.
New cadence.
Pleasure. What'd you say?
New cadence. I like
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm bouncing back and forth between the two cadences. I'm not completely
trying to
sold
figure
on
it out. Yeah. It's totally fine. That's how that goes.
I will say this. Before we jump into any of the content from this week's show, I would like to address some things that happened on the last show.
Oh.
That ended up playing out in social media, you know, in the tabloids. Things got a little out of control. There were some accusations of me finessing A1 Morgan Jones. And I would like to just take this moment to say no.
Wrong.
You're interrupting. No. Not on this show. Which camera am I looking to? Can I get my solo?
No.
No. Not on this show. Not on these Mondays. Okay.
Well, what
the slander? The slander needs to be rolled back a little bit. All right, Nina. Okay. All right. No finessing. Morgan is a willing participant,
and she joyfully
accepted the invitation. So, I'm pretty sure I can provide proper documentation given enough time and pull up the. And I'm not going to manufacture it. I'm just saying there's text messages where it can be like, oh, Ambush, I'm so honored at the invitation. Thank you tremendously. It's the moment I've been waiting for. I am paraphrasing, but I'm pretty sure I can find that text message. No, hella accurate. It's my thing. Yeah. So
am I interrupting still?
No, I was just going to say I'm glad to be able to get that out the way, you know.
Actually, we weren't. I didn't know that we would be starting with such foolishness today. I realized that our production meeting was very short, but no, you don't get to do that. Like, you did, in fact, finesse me. I don't know why you don't want to just accept it. Like, take that win.
That I'm a finesser?
That you finessed this situation and it worked out pretty good for you, you know?
Then if it worked
for the both of us.
Can we just say that
I had
some foresight? I don't know. Finessing. Let's switch the F words out. Ambush employed foresight. You know?
Your foresight doesn't have anything to do with getting me here, though. The finessing is what got me here.
Future sight.
You
another
lied.
F word.
We can just say, is that the
I'm a
L?
Futurist.
You're a fibber. How many different words do you want to work on?
So tonight will be is this. This is terrible.
I don't know why you would start this way. You know?
Just trying to correct the record.
Seems silly. Especially using slander in the wrong way. Like, no one has actually defamed you. No damaging statements have been made.
Debatable.
Oh.
Anywho.
I just wonder if anybody was like, wow, Ambush, you finessed Morgan. This is the worst. Is that what happened? You're the worst.
Yeah, my inbox was flooded.
Lies and fabrication.
It was completely flooded. And I'm like, this is what's
completely
happened.
Flooded with what, Ambush?
Just gasps. Gasps. People were leaving voice messages, audible gasps. Ambush, how could you? And I was like, I couldn't and didn't. You know, Morgan, you can't. Make her do anything. She doesn't want to.
Whoa!
She's a liberated lady.
All right. Yeah. I feel like we should probably start the show. I don't. I don't know where this is headed, and I feel like maybe not the best place. maybe not where we want that to be.
Maybe.
I could be wrong. Maybe. But
wait.
Foresight.
There's one more thing that needs to happen from a production standpoint. Kyle brought this really cool light so we can see him adjust. You got to cut that on. I want Morgan to see it. The little glow. You guys got, is it on? Like, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I couldn't.
Okay, I see.
All right, see? This stuff, this is the, there it is.
This is very cool. We're going to have to get some BTS that way. So.
Yeah, and then we need like another camera.
You know?
I'm hoping everyone is in awe of the production upgrades that have happened so far. You know, the lighting looks better.
Indeed.
The grade of the resolution has increased. You know, not a lot of dropping going on. We're hot spotting with the best of them. I'm just excited.
I'm also excited.
You know? All right. So, how was your weekend? We got to do the catch up.
Do we?
Yeah.
It was quite the weekend. We took our baby to college because we're old people now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make us old people? No, we know old people. We raised old people. That doesn't make me old people. Mm. Yeah, I think I'm going to run with that. So, took the kiddo to her school. That was very weird.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Wonderful. Met the roommate's family. Got to, unpack in a way that it was just perfect. They weren't there yet. We got to unpack her, and then they came. We were gone. They got to unpack. Then we came together. It was great.
The school did a really good job of assisting the parents and students with just unloading and getting everything up to their room. Just the way, again, like you said, the way everything was staggered, and then also just having a team right there with those big bins.
Incredible.
I brought a wagon for us to help with the unloading. Didn't need it. Felt paltry in comparison to the way they showed up. You were unloaded in like 5 minutes.
If that.
It was real fast. Done. You know what I'm saying? Get upstairs, and while they unpacked, I napped. Take a nap, you know.
This is true.
Yeah. Also napped a little bit later in the vehicle.
Another time.
That's I was a true. Tuckered out dad. Man.
You were.
Yeah.
Did all the driving.
And we made such great time.
Well, we left at
4:30
in the morning.
It was half an hour later than I wanted to leave, but you know, we still made
still
that,
an hour before we needed to be there.
Which allowed us to have breakfast.
It allowed us to not only have breakfast, it allowed us to strike out twice and find a third option. Seattle be jumping 7 something in the morning, and there breakfast, were lines outside. Come I was on, like, this man. Is not a thing.
Nah,
this is a thing?
No, no.
On a Saturday?
I wasn't looking forward to that.
It's not a thing I do.
No, not at all. Not
and
at
it
all.
Was raining.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
From one rainy place to another, y'all wilding. I'm not doing it.
We did score with parking all day long. Everywhere
Every
we went.
Every single moment we needed it.
That's right in front of the door parking. It was perfect.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Definitely enjoyed that.
Meant to be, as they say.
Yeah. But I think it hasn't quite hit me yet that she's no longer under our roof, because she stayed with family for extended periods of time and texts and things like that.
Right.
So her being gone for a week or two isn't, you know, anything different to me yet. I think once we hit like a month, there's like a holiday or something coming up. It's like, oh crap, she's not in town yet. Oh my gosh. Did she come home for Thanksgiving?
That's what else thing. Would she do?
I don't know.
I mean, nobody's gone that far. I don't know. Is this anyway?
Kids get stuck at Hogwarts all the time for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Whatever. They don't not everyone comes home. So yeah. Just
well,
saying.
I don't know how to tell you this, but we're
Yeah, Seattle's
on this side of like 9 3/4 or whatever.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see her at Thanksgiving. We'll see her again at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We also had so that was our Saturday. Sunday, we had the No Request Day Party.
Yes.
That was awesome.
I missed it.
It was our very first one. It was off the chain. We had DJ Tempo. We had It's Sean Mick. We had Mello C. We had Rev Shines outside. Vendors, we had the Nine Brand, NEP Originals, 503 Records. We did a tribute to Alex Wright, quite the amazing graphic designer here in Portland. You've seen Alex's work. Even if you think you haven't, you've definitely seen it.
This is true.
He did the Produce logo.
He did the News With My Fiancé logo.
Absolutely.
You've every single News With My Fiancé logo.
Yeah, Alex has done that. So that was good.
He did the Unrefined Sophisticates logo.
He definitely did.
Did the Infinite Items logo.
Quite a few numbers logos. Yeah, so that was dope. And then we had the No Request Party on the Inside over at White Eagle till 9. And then after that, we all went to the Star Awards over at Alberta Street Pub.
Another fan favorite.
Yeah. Fun-filled night. Fun-filled night. Busy weekend. So that was Saturday. That was Sunday. And bam, here we are Monday, back at it.
Right here.
I think Tuesday, tomorrow, will be like the first day off. But this is like typical for us. Like when we had heavy weekends, it's just jam-packed. Jam-packed. JP'd.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
JP'd.
I do. So, stories. Topics of discussion for this evening. Local news. When given the option, Portland continues to choose poverty for the people.
Yay! Woo! Yeah! Yeah, poor!
Despicable.
In national, I forgot Ava's last name from Abbott Elementary, but I'll just say that Ava walked, so Super Mayor Tiffany Hainyard could run. Away with everybody's money.
Tiffany Hainyard is, and I'm not even sure, I feel like she's hit black media nationally, but I haven't seen her like hit like MSNBC.
Disagree.
CNN. Really?
She has, well, no, okay. I'm going to, to your point.
Okay.
I don't think she has hit national media. She has hit the local, like, and Chicago.
Right.
And then independent black media.
Okay, well, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Yeah, independent
because
black media.
I'm not seeing this anywhere mainstream news, you know, outside of what their local news would be.
Right.
And the story is outlandish.
Can we jump into that first?
I mean, certainly.
Are you against that?
I'm not against it. No, not at all.
Okay.
It might take us a while.
Yeah.
Because in all honesty, like.
It might take us through the break.
It's just, to me, okay. So this is the moment of, number one, you shouldn't be able to do too many jobs in one government.
Right. Right.
You shouldn't be able to have, if you're the mayor, the buck stops there. You don't get to also be the something else.
Right.
Because
in an adjoining territory. Right.
I mean, and this is a township, right? So there's different rules. I don't necessarily all the way understand how the government works here. There's like trustees, there's a board, mm-hmm. there's she is the mayor as well as the city supervisor.
Right. For another township. Yeah. Yeah.
For another township?
So it's like township supervisor and then mayor of this small town or city.
But of the same place. It's all of Dalton, Illinois.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. She is both the mayor and the city supervisor. And the city supervisor is like the one that gets to spend the money and they get to decide different fiscal things.
Right.
And she has, I'd say, not been responsible. Not been a responsible supervisor, not been a responsible mayor. Like, let's give you a quick little background.
Yeah.
So she's the mayor of Dalton, Illinois, and Thornton Township supervisor.
That's why I thought it was like two different places, Thornton Township and then Dalton, mayor of Dalton and then supervisor of Thornton Township.
Is it not the same place, though? Because that's where the, okay, well.
Yeah, I'll double check.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's under intense scrutiny for allegations of financial mismanagement, unethical behavior, and misuse of power. Her tenure has seen lavish spending, extortion of local businesses, and retaliatory actions using police resources. This is a fantastic way to use government, by the way. That's just like if you were looking for a reason to hop in the game, mostly scamming it is probably the best thing you can do for your constituents. The Illinois State Comptroller had to halt state funding to Dalton due to the missing financial reports, and the Illinois Attorney General shut down her charity for regulatory failures. She had a charity for breast cancer named like the Tiffany Hainyard Breast Cancer Charity or something to that effect.
Lord have mercy.
And then was like, that's not my charity. I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm just the face of it.
Right.
I'm just the face of it. So she becomes the mayor and the city supervisor or township supervisor.
Right.
At the same time. And at the time that happens, there's a $5.6 million surplus for Dalton. And that's 2022.
Right.
Later in 2022, she reportedly spends like $40,000 on Amazon purchases in one day. And I'm going to say it again. One day. One day, she spent someone's entire yearly salary on Amazon purchases. And we don't know for what.
Bruh.
We don't know for what. Which is just, I can't get over that. Like, I can see all of my Amazon purchases. How are we just not seeing?
Right.
Not a one. So 2023, she incurs $67,000 in expenses for trips to various cities on the taxpayer's dime. Those cities didn't have anything to do with, work-related business. She
no.
wasn't. Going to the mayor's conference.
No.
Or the city supervisor, township, friends and family.
Right.
In 2024, WGN investigates all of her extravagant spending, including a $9,347 bill at the Four Seasons in Atlanta, because indeed, that was important. The FBI started to investigate her conduct and what's happening in Dalton in February. And then Dalton's financial situation deteriorates in April of 2024 to a $3.6 million deficit. If you'll remember, just 2 years before, we're at a $5.6 million surplus.
Right.
We are now at a $3.6 million deficit. And the FBI subpoenas a bunch of records linked to her corruption and still has yet to receive all of it. This month, there have been a couple of things.
Right.
And I don't know you help me with this one. The sheriff? Was he the sheriff?
Yes, he was the deputy sheriff.
Deputy sheriff. The deputy sheriff is what someone would call her right hand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The trustees or the board of the town basically fire the deputy sheriff.
Right.
The deputy sheriff says, ha ha, you can't fire me. Also, I don't quit.
Right.
I work here. I'm in charge and I'm going to just keep working. I know you said I don't work here, but I work here.
Right.
Y'all can't fire me. Only the mayor can. And the mayor didn't. So, again, ha-ha. And then they were like, actually, you cannot keep coming back here. You have to stop coming here.
Right.
And Tiffany Hainyard was like, ha-ha. He's not only no longer the deputy sheriff. He is now the chief of police.
Right.
Because you can do that. When you're the mayor, you can just say.
Just do whatever you want.
You are now the chief of police.
Right. So I did a double check.
Okay.
Dalton is in Thornton Township.
Talk to me nice.
So Thornton Township is the larger area, which she is the supervisor.
Got it.
But then you're also a mayor of Dalton inside Thornton Township.
Tight. again, I feel like those are opposing situations. Like, yes, those are two full-time jobs.
Yes. So, like, I want to explain, like, how this even came across our radar, right? We're, you know, we're YouTubing, where we find the bulk of our entertainment, you know? and definitely our news, our independent news. And came across, like, one of the earlier videos is, like, Super Mayor going head-to-head against trustees and inadequate spending and things like that. And I'm like, this is most likely them taking the opportunity to take a shot at a black woman. Let me see how they're overhyping this. And I put it on, and I'm like, well, this actually seems like pretty clear violations here.
Seems like things you can't actually do.
Yeah, it was like, but this can't be true because that's just wrong. So we're sitting here and we're watching some of the videos of her, these town halls and the town meetings, and residents are pissed. They're extremely upset. They are not understanding where all this money is going. This is before we knew how big the deficit had become. The whole time, we're seeing Tiffany is throwing events. She is shutting down other people's events. And it wasn't clear to us exactly what the strategy was at the time. We did hear about her nonprofit organization pretty early, the cancer organization. We heard about that pretty early. We also heard about the tour that you talked about. They went through a couple different towns, and then also the Vegas trip. We heard about those things early, just like, okay, but what is actually happening here? Then we heard about the city solicitor having an issue. They're doing investigations on her spending. She locks one of the city solicitors out of their office. She changes the locks on this woman. She takes her documents out of the woman's office, puts them in the office, just like out where the cubicles are, and locks that woman's office.
And just says, you don't get to come to work today.
This is a mayor that answers her phone when she feels like it, returns emails when she feels like it, hops on microphone, says what she says, causes technical difficulties with other people's microphones. Like, it's literally like Westeros. Like, in the way that you just change the laws however you want within the moment. And it wasn't until that one content creator was like, if you pay attention, whenever they're having these city council meetings, her mic is on first, it's pristine, there's a non-issue. And then other people can't respond because there's something wrong with their mics. She has the floor for at least 15 minutes uninterrupted every single time. And then they have to do can we check this? The other mic's not, they're trying to.
It's absolutely incredible the way that the like city council meetings are run. And even with them coming at her, like, nah, you're being corrupt. You are spending our money away you shouldn't, you know, all of those things. Very much still like, don't talk to me like that. Y'all just don't understand what you mean.
Right.
Very much Renee Gonzalez, you know, like, you're not smart enough to actually do any of the things you're supposed to, and certainly not. There's not 12 of you that can be city council members.
If I may.
She said no one can do the job that she can do.
And I didn't see it in the notes. Did we mention how she changed the salary for her position?
No, we didn't.
So an incumbent that would want to challenge her, and
this is for the city
position, for the city
supervisor. The
yeah,
salary is something like
115, something like that.
Something like that. 115. Say, let's say 125,000.
Yeah. She changed the new salary to 25,000.
Yep.
To discourage incumbents. Discourage.
So if she is not the city, as soon as she is not the city supervisor, the salary goes from 125, that is, don't quote me, to 25.
Yeah.
Thousand a year.
This is what I mean when I say it's Westeros. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what is... And if I may, early on, I likened her to someone I have great admiration for.
No.
When George Santos.
Oh, that is your dude.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
That's your friend.
That's my guy. Who also was hit the news recently. Because when you're that brazen, there was something about it, and it's very toxic. Let me be clear. When you're that brazen, there's a very, you know, old school Dame Dash-esque about it.
Yeah, boy.
You know, who gonna check me? And with George Santos, it was just like, but sir, these are blatant lies that no one is corroborating. Like, you're not even paying the people you went to college with to say that what you're saying actually happened.
No, and you know that if you did do that, you would have a longer run. Like, I know for certain George Santos knows that. And he's not even, he never tried. Oh. He was like, no one looks into this kind of stuff. And he was right for the most part. Like,
right.
He was right enough that they didn't look into it before he won.
Right.
A whole new district that didn't exist. They were like, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, you.
He got taken down by like a tiny independent newspaper. It was like, hey, wait a minute, guys. And then
he was too loud with it. Right. That's the thing. You can't be too loud. And here's Tiffany, like, I'm your super mayor. Nobody could do a better job than me. And also, we ain't got no money now.
So, guys.
Sorry, spent it all.
Guys. She was spending money on concerts and like festivals for the community while robbing them. So that deputy sheriff made, was it $126,000 in overtime?
In overtime alone, and I actually think it was more than $126,000.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was like $150-something.
I really think it was like 180, but it doesn't matter. It was an amount of money that you were not going to make at all. Also, an amount of money that you could not have made in overtime.
Yeah.
Especially when you are not, as the deputy sheriff, qualified for overtime. You can't even get it.
You're salaried.
You're a salary in a different way. You there is no hourly portion to your situation.
Yeah. She paid for, and the way they were getting overtime is she was paying, she was having them work a police detail for her. So from the moment she gets up and leaves the house to go get coffee, there are two police vehicles following her around for the entire day. Within the local news organizations that covered it, calculated the overtime, which is a one pay period. And the amount of hours that were calculated in that over that one pay period was short 4 hours of the total hours that existed in a 2 week period.
Yes. Absolutely incredible.
Right. For 2 weeks, this person only slept and was off the clock for 4 hours.
And we don't know that they slept. You know, let's be honest. If you've been up for, you know, a week and a half and then you're up for a week and a half and some change, do you really need that extra sleep? No.
Those are the greatest.
You got to fuel up at that point. Just carb up for the rest of the big race.
Knocking back four locos. Back to back.
Honestly, there are literal laws against you being able to work that much so that you don't become dangerous, right? And I can't think of anything worse than a police officer with a gun on his hip that has not had sleeps.
Right. Right.
If you're already a little jumpy and you think you're the king of the world.
Right.
And I'm very much speaking specifically about all police officers at this point, not just this guy. It's all of them.
Right.
The last thing we need. But my favorite is that was even a thing. Like, that got paid out. I don't know who in the payroll was like, huh, I guess. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense that the sheriff slept 4 hours in a 2 week pay period, that definitely tracks.
Right. So like Morgan said, she rigged it so the next person that would want to run against her would have, you know, no salary pretty much whatsoever for the
amount of
they wouldn't run against her. She made it clear, now that there is an actual federal investigation, she made it clear to everyone, and I'm running again. Like, she announced that she's running again like 2 weeks ago, which is absolutely wild. And there are people in the city that are like, I'd vote for her. And do you want to know why? Because of things like a bingo night.
So she will have a bingo night. And this is how we serve a community. If anybody was wondering, what's the praxis to serving your community? Sure, theory is neat, right? But like, let's do something with it. If you were like, how do we do that? You should just have a community bingo night. And within that community bingo night, you should spend upwards of $20,000 on the gifts that they can win. And maybe someone's going to win a $500 gift card from a Visa thing. Or maybe someone's going to get a 75-inch screen TV because they definitely need that when they don't have housing. And the list goes on. The amount of purchases of straight up just gift cards that just say gift cards on it is wild. Like, I just don't think that that is the accounting that you get to keep as the city supervisor.
So the flyer says, supervisor and the Thornton Township Board, who's hosting the event, Tiffany A. Hanyer, with her photo, largest
this is literally Ava. If you have not watched Abbott Elementary, I'm sorry, get to work.
No, seriously. Like,
second, this is the principal.
100% Ava. 100%. Her image is on everything.
This says big bingo. We got to put this bingo on the Instagram.
Free games, food, music, and prizes. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. every third Thursday of the month at the Thornton Township Hall at the lower level. The post says, don't miss out on the excitement. Big bingo is happening tonight from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Get ready for a fun-filled night. Big bingo kicks off at 4 p.m. and it's free for Thornton Township residents. We've got some fantastic prizes lined up for you. Let me explain something to you. When we watched a video on this, and we saw like a freeze frame of some of the things they were giving away. $40 massage guns, power washers.
A power washer, a full-blown power washer.
This is free bingo. No one's paying anything to get into this.
Yes, they are. It's their tax dollars.
Okay. Yeah. They're paying their tax dollars to get into this.
They pay their taxes, and she spends it on a pizza party for the community. Literally a pizza party.
Over the course of this bingo run, she's given away approximately 50 big screen TVs. So when your mayor is doing these things, it makes sense when some of the residents are like, absolutely voting for her. I got a big screen TV for nothing, for the free 99.
There are almost 21,000 people who live in Dalton. And that's not enough TVs. I'm going to be honest. 50 TVs, not enough. Not enough to earn my vote. Not going to do it. I just don't understand how this continues to happen. Like, they brought in Lori Lightfoot. She ain't even nobody's anything anymore.
Yes, Lori Lightfoot is the lead investigator.
Yeah, come on in and investigate this. And she was like, woo, child. It's a lot.
It's a whole lot.
It's a lot, and it's big bad. Like, she's spending all your money. It's gone, number one. Number two, she should probably not be in power at all. And the fact that the comptroller had to be like, you can't spend no more money going to you.
Right. So now the trustees have given her a new credit card that has a limit on it. And she doesn't want it. Keep this away from me. I do not need this card. I don't handle the money. I don't deal with money. Stop trying to give
except
me
for when this. When I have no limit. Except for when the black card is mine. Now, here's where the issue, big issue comes in for me. Mm-hmm. Dalton is 91.2% black.
Right. 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 Thank you for bringing that up.
This is a tiny community of mostly black people that has been in this township working within a prosperous structure.
Right.
And when we say that anybody can uphold the face of white supremacy, anybody can be the face of white supremacy, this is what I mean. This woman is doing all of the capitalism, just seawalking all over them. Just all over them.
And I want to be clear. You keep saying Ava, and people need to understand there is zero exaggeration.
There's
Ava
no
can
difference.
Learn from her.
Ava is based on her. She might as well be. Like, it's absolutely insane what she does. Like, she'll just walk out of a city council meeting. Like, just get up and walk out.
Yeah. Get up. Like, before it's
And was like, oh, I mean, y'all can keep talking if you want to, and gets up and just walks away.
So, someone said in the comments, if my city is hosting bingo with big prizes, we better not have any potholes.
And that's what I'm saying. Not one pile. There better not be one. There better not. If there's a 50-inch, if there are 50 big screen TVs going out, and my tires are still getting popped by the potholes, I'm fighting her.
Yeah.
I'm actually, yeah. I'm putting, throwing hands. What are you talking about? Like, she's literally out here making everybody a fool.
Yo.
And then being like, LOL, haha, just kidding. You can't talk to me. Nope, not going to talk to the press. Anyway.
So again, you're stealing all this money, but then you do like these small things that in her eyes make her look good. So it was I forgot how hot it was, 100-something degree day. And she's going to door.
Giving out water.
Giving out bottled water. Saying, this is how I look out.
Look at me. Making
this is how
sure
I look out for my city. This is how I look out for my people. The 32-pack of water cost you $8.
With the money she spent on gift cards, everybody could have an AC unit.
So here's the thing. And I do want you guys to Google, please YouTube this woman. So here she is, right? She's walking door to door. She has an entourage of about 6 people.
Yeah.
2 of which I can confirm are law enforcement working overtime. They're hopping in and out of SUVs. All of this is being paid for by the city. So how much are these bottles of water actually costing these taxpayers with all that happening? So there's a new reason we're able to see this because it's this exact
all
moment.
That money goes to Nestle.
Yes. At that exact moment, there's a news camera. There's like a news crew following them, and they're trying to get questions answered. And she's ignoring them. And one of the people, Keith, I can't remember his last name. He was one of her stooges who just turned.
He's a turncoat.
He's a whistleblower.
Is the phrase they use.
Yeah, he's turncoat. He's running with the feds now. Defected. but he's all in front of the camera. What? You want to the water? Is this an interview about water? Y'all want to talk about water? There's just so many on camera moments and so many on microphone moments that are capturing the foolishness live in full color. It's like there's no escape for her. And it's really amazing to me. I guess what's really like confounding.
Mm-hmm.
We've been watching this in our house take place for over a year.
Yeah.
And when we first started watching it, it's like, how is that happening right now?
It can't be.
This should be over within 5 minutes. And like you said, when we started at the top of the show, this still isn't national news yet.
Right. Like, there's been no pickup. There's been no, like, you know what? We need to get to the bottom of this. In the chat, it says, I'm waiting on an Amazon whistleblower to reveal where that 40 grand went. I want it now. What?
Right.
Right now, right this second. Where is that person? Because you know somebody can just immediately just like.
Right. Yo.
Township.
Wild for the night. Wow. Absolutely wild for the night.
I just want to finish my one little point of what this means is she is stealing resources from the town, right? And then throwing a pizza party. This is literally capitalism.
100%.
Showing itself in that form. Like, there's just no better comparison than look at this person who got some power, who got access to money, and just went hamburger. Right. Like, just could not help herself. And her idea of leading is legitimately Starbucks union busting and giving pizza. She's like, none of you need anything but me, and I'm here. And if that don't sound like Donald Trump, I don't know what does.
Right. Right.
You're just out to lunch. Like, this is... So I'm very interested to see how this ends up working out. But we see that Donald Trump got no consequences for...
Zero. Zero consequences.
Financial crimes. And so many don't. But I would not be surprised if the black lady did. And this is not me on some, like, save her. 'Cause right. Don't free Tiffany. No, don't. No. Non-carceral Morgan over here. But, like, no. I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve some sort of situation. I'm just saying, of all the people that get the situation, it's likely going to be her.
I remember saying that early on. Like, I feel like she doesn't remember she's black. Or a woman. Because I would not dare.
But she's in a town of mostly black people.
Right.
And so she is moving
yeah.
just in power. And what we know that to look like is usually like powerful white men.
Right.
And so she's just moving with that air. And it's super confusing.
Oh, the corruption of it all. It's intoxicating.
It's just not like I say, I do not understand. And this is a thing that all of you will be like, okay. But I do not understand spending money to do a job interview that takes the amount of money and energy as campaigning for an elected position. I do not understand doing all of that just to fuck it off. Right. I don't get it. Like, not at all. And I don't understand the quest for power in that way. And I'm not going to, like, I understand it, but I don't understand it, you know?
Right.
And so I just, to me, it seems so backwards to go through those lengths all to, but then I guess if your goal is to steal the township's money, doing pretty good.
She's doing great.
Paying for her campaign stuff with taxpayer money too. Like, that's the other thing that I just don't understand how we're still here.
Right.
But then after seeing Renee be able to get such a gift from one Jordan Schnitzer, and then that just be legal all of a sudden, that right. just be normal, that the explanation of, like, there's no one downtown, so really, I'm doing him a favor? That's wild to me. And that worked.
Yeah. It's fully why this new investigation on Renee, to me, it's just like, okay, cool.
He used almost $7,000 worth of our money to work on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a free website. It is a free 99. It is free.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? You spent money to have someone clean it up? In what regard?
Well, he spent money to have someone train his staff on how to clean it up.
I'm going to flip this table.
Not before the break, please.
No, like now. I don't know why you brought this up. That's absolutely insane. What do you mean?
Yeah.
That makes it so much worse. I'll just say this. The amount of people that get over on not just candidates and the like, but like, and not just nonprofits, even for-profit, humongous corporations, y'all getting got at all times.
Yeah.
It does not cost $300,000 for a website. I don't know how to break it to you. It doesn't cost that much money. You don't need to spend that much money on a website. Not even if that website does a bunch of your marketing. You're not going to. No, you don't.
I mean, kudos to anyone that wants to pay me that much to do a website. But you're right. You
don't. I mean, certainly. But
yeah. We got college to pay for. So.
I just can't understand how we taxpayers spending money on the free website. Mm. To clean it up because your reputation is shit. Be fucking for real. Be for real. Why am I dealing with that? Fix you. You fix you.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit.
Wow.
But yeah, man.
Ready to flip the table.
shout out to Tiff.
No shout out to Tiff. No.
All my shout outs are in reverse. Shout out to Tiff. You know.
Imagine calling yourself the super mayor when you're actively stealing from every resident. Like, what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, because I'm making the face, and I'm so glad we're on video. Now people can understand what's happening on the radio when we dialogue, and I'm just stuck. Guys, anyone that's able to watch this, thank you for everybody that's in the chat now, you know, watching this real time. Anyone who is watching this after the fact, when you see the clip, I'm telling you, spend a split second and look up Tiffany Haynor.
Henyard.
H-E-N-Y-A-R-D. What we're doing is doing it a disservice. You do not understand how egregious the behavior has been. It bottles the mind.
It does, in fact, bottle the mind.
Yeah, while being befuddling.
I need to say this one thing, because this to me is one of those moments that's like, there's nothing that explains it better than this. She started a charity named the Tiffany Haynard Cancer for Charity. That's not the name, but it's it's very very close.
I'm gonna find it because it's ridiculous.
Her name is in it.
Yes.
When confronted with not doing the correct things that a charity is supposed to do, she was like, "I don't know nothing about that. I'm just the spokesperson. I'm just the face of it. I don't even have anything to do with it, ma'am. Your name is on the inside of the title.
It's called the Tiffany Haynard Cares Foundation.
I want to flip the table." She was like, I don't know what you mean. She said that out of her mouth to a camera. I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm just the face, sir. I'm just the face, sir. So yes, please give yourself a solid 20.
And there was, I almost forgot this. I'm so glad this popped back in my head. Before this segment of her life, apparently, Tiffany was a serial entrepreneur. And in one of those endeavors, I swear to you guys, I'm not making this up. And in one of these endeavors, she made a pitch to Shark Tank.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, she submitted the video to Shark Tank.
I forgot?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And the video was for a franchise operation that she was launching called
Fraud.
Good Burger.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. No, 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 no.
Now I know what you're thinking. Ambush.
That's a movie.
That's a Nickelodeon movie.
That's a skit from All That.
Right. Tina Nickel.
Yep.
She took the damn logo. That, right? I think so. She took the damn logo, altered it a little bit. Tiffany's Good Burger.
Fantastic.
You can actually search for her Shark Tank pitch. It's
terrible.
Guess
what's going in our story?
It's absolutely terrible.
Back to the point.
You can't make this crap up, guys.
It bottles the mind.
You can't make this crap up.
It puts your mind right in a bottle. Yeah. None of it, you got to send it to sea and hope that it comes back with sense. Like, because none of this makes it. None of this makes the sense.
Dog. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany.
Shout out to Tiff.
No.
Because I want more of this. I need more.
He does.
I am addicted. I want more of this. This is incredible. I'm going to love it.
Superman.
All the way down until she's sentenced. It was the same thing. I mean, it's just like George Santos. It's like, wait a minute.
Things are heating up.
This sentence is coming around.
What did George get? He got sentenced. He got
did he already get sentenced?
I thought he did. I thought
his date was coming up.
I don't know. We'll look at that at the break. So he definitely, he's on his way if he didn't get sentenced. I thought that he got like a...
Oh, we'll look at it right now.
Two and a half years or something like that. Like he pled guilty to wire fraud or something.
He did. He did take a plea. He did take a plea. His plea deal. Okay, pleads guilty. Oh, goodness. Yes, Mandatory minimum of 2 years and a maximum of 22 years.
Oh, but he has not been sentenced yet.
Right. Right.
So he's doing at least two.
He's guaranteed two.
Offer it. He's doing two.
Listen, my man is off the court for 2 years.
2P spicy. That's rough.
When he comes back, I'm letting y'all know now, look out for George.
What is wrong with you? Look out for George.
My guy will be back. Do you think this 2 years is going to sit him down? George? G. Santos? G. Santos?
I guess not. I didn't know that you felt there was so much ism in that name.
I just need y'all to be real. You know?
This is too much.
He worked so hard to get here.
No, you're not doing that. Not even a little bit. No.
He worked so hard to get here. Do you think George is just going to take, like, listen, he can do these 2 years laying down. It's nothing. It's nothing. 2 years. George is like, serve it up.
No, what is wrong with you?
George, we got you. We got you, V. MJ, not so much, but we
no,
got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, this group project, I want no parts. I do not champion. I do not want any more, you know. We don't need more fraudsters. And he's like, you guys know what I do? The fraud. But make it cute, you know?
Wait, we got another text in here. Using tax dollars to enrich only yourself instead of also
I mean,
the condo developers and chamber of commerce. Do you even know how to mayor?
Thank you. She don't.
Good point.
I'll just say this. She's knowing how to do it a little bit. Like,
she's no Ted Wheeler. I give you that.
Well, she was not the Manchurian candidate.
No. I mean, if I had to pick between George and Tiffany, who do I think is going to eat their years better? It's George.
What?
My God. No, why? Listen, I need a Funko Pop of George. I'll put him right here.
I want off. We are actually just going to go to break earlier than normal because,
we got
you want a George Santos in Orange is the New Black jumpsuit Funko Pop is what I'm hearing.
Nah, I want him in the outfit he wore.
The ill-fitting suit?
When he was on Z-Way. In the flyness.
Okay. All right.
Do I do George Santos for Halloween?
Not going to say yes to that. not me.
Man's is brazen. He's brazen. It's just, I don't know. I think part of it for me is definitely like the comic book fan.
Ted Wheeler would never. Sorry.
It's definitely like the comic book fan that leans into this level of brazen villainy. And it's just like, ooh, this next scene's going to be crazy. Do you see oh my God, what are you going to follow this with? Ooh. 2 years is not long enough for anything to stick for someone like a George Santos. He's going to turn that into reality TV. He's waiting to sell. Like, he's smiling going in to submit the plea deal. Like, he's smiling going in with his lawyers.
Definitely.
Yeah, because he already knows if we can get just that 2 years, guys, line it up. Line up my made-for-TV story. Line up the book
deal. He thinks
deal.
It's 60 days in. And he's going to be like, man, it's cold in here. Oh, boy. Am I cold in here? And then no one's going to come for him. So I hope that happens.
Yeah.
It's break time. I'm always going to be late, but I'm also always going to know when it's time to take a break.
I was going by that clock. We have one more minute.
I mean, it looks
George,
like
George.
Of the jungle.
Santos. Are we going to do a t-shirt?
For what? For George Santos?
Oh, my God.
When he gets his years? I hope it, only if it says, free the homie. That's the only way we do a George Santos.
Free the homie.
Free the homie.
G. Santos.
You know? OG Santos.
OG. There it is.
I win. Break time.
All right. Okay, so for anyone just joining us, we're going to do our little 10-minute intermission. We'll be right back.
It's called a union break.
We gotta give our peoples a union break.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. 10-minute intermission. We'll be right back at you. And we back.
You know what you forgot to say?
What?
Like, subscribe, tell your friends, review, touch the notification bell, ring it big time, the alarm.
I did.
Go to the Patreon. Yes. It's live.
Yeah.
Support.
I forgot.
What else?
OG Santos.
No.
What is, we're not carrying that through? Well, Elias said he might convert and add another level to the game.
You know what?
This is what I'm talking about. Don't doubt my guy.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this. He's definitely doing that.
There's no way he's not converting.
If there was a moment, I'm apologize. I can't believe that I've even left that off the table. He's definitely converting from, I don't know, what is he now? A fake Catholic or something?
He's Jew-ish.
No. He's already explained that.
Oh. All right.
Yep. Not even a little bit Jew-ish. Not ish. Not full. Not. Nope.
You're right.
Anywho. That was a great little break.
Yeah.
Great first half, everybody. Yeah. Great first half.
Thank you, guys.
Big thanks claps all, you guys all the way around.
Everybody in the chat, production team. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Whew. Okay. What do we have?
Well, there was a story that you told me about, and I kind of want to get to this and do it kind of quick.
Okay.
There was a story of a 12-year-old black girl. And this is not a brand new story, I believe.
Right. This is from 2006, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't remember every detail. It was something to the effect, and I don't want to, you know,
right.
if you got it.
So, okay. Shout out to pushblack, .us. I follow them on Instagram. They're always like covering, you know, stories like this. But on August 22nd of 2006, 12-year-old Diamond Milburn went outside because her mother asked her to flip the circuit breaker. But when three plainclothes officers jumped out of a van and grabbed her, a simple chore turned into a brutal police violence case. You're a prostitute. Come with me, they said. Milburn, screaming, grabbed the tree, thinking she was being kidnapped. One of those officers covered her mouth while another beat her. And her parents heard the noise and came outside. She was hospitalized with a swollen throat, black eyes, and a bloody nose. But why were they coming after her in the first place, you ask?
I do ask.
The Galveston, Texas officers were supposed to be looking for three white women they believed to be sex workers, not a 12-year-old black girl. Still weeks later, police came to Milburn School to arrest her for resisting and assaulting a police officer. It took 3 years and two mistrials for her to finally, for the case to finally be dropped. None of the officers were fired. As a matter of fact, one of them was even named Officer of the Year.
Tight.
This was their reaction to them looking for three white women they believed to be sex workers. Had they found the three white women that they believe to be sex workers, is this the appropriate response and reaction? To beat them? Like, I'm parsing this out. Let's just talk about why it's necessary to physically abuse sex workers.
Necessary or?
They deemed it so. They're not beating up the Johns this way. Not like on SVU. That's different. On SVU, they treat... You know, that's for you. They treat Johns the way they're supposed to be treated.
No, they don't.
They wrangle them up. Is that what you do? Go right in the state. Come on, they do. Stables like, is that what you do? Huh?
Stables like, been on like that show for quite some time. Yeah.
You know what? He's been off and back on, and all we watch is reruns. So, yeah.
It's propaganda either way, if you ask me. But do continue. I don't want to...
So, right. That within itself. Okay? Then we have the reality of you're looking for three white women and you find a young black girl. And the first thing you say is, you're a prostitute. Come with me.
Right over here.
So she thinks she's being kidnapped. She's literally fighting for her life. 12-year-old child. And you guys are like, we gotta put a beat into her. And then 2 weeks later, after sustaining all these injuries, you go to her school and arrest her for resisting and assaulting a police officer.
I mean, so what do I hear immediately when I hear that story? Somebody had to make the beat down, so to speak, makes sense. So she was resisting, she was fighting back. So obviously this 12-year-old child is someone who could kill us, you know?
Like, so dangerous.
So dangerous. Gonna have to subdue. And when we were talking about this earlier, the thing that I think about immediately is the propaganda that is our culture. So, like, the show Cops has been on the air for, like, 100 years. Right? At this point? Okay, maybe, like, 40. 30?
Maybe 35?
Between 30 and 40?
Yeah. Yeah.
30 and 40 years. So let's just give it 35 for the moment. You know, we don't have Joe Rogan's production team, so we're not going to be able to get the actual answer. no, but that show on its own is propaganda. It is meant to skew your idea of who to be upset with, right? And what a criminal looks like. And how a criminal should be treated. And when I say criminal, I'm doing big, big, you know, all the air quotes. So it normalizes chasing people down, beating them up, being mad at them for running from you, allowing that to be the reason that you then rough them up. Like, you made me run, as if, you know, that wouldn't be a part of the job. I'm pretty positive that's part of the job.
That's like, actually where the crime starts. That's the resisting. You made me run is the resist.
Right.
Henceforth, moreover, catch these.
You're also trying to kill me. So,
well, yeah, because, you're running away from me and ran, trying to kill me at the same time.
Because you ran, you're trying to kill me.
Because you're running around the corner to a gun.
Certainly.
So,
but like a machine gun, too.
Yes. 50 cal.
Ooh.
What you're running around the corner to grab.
That's crazy.
You know, I got to fight for my life. Yeah.
So, one, we have this girl who should not have been snatched up by the police, not at all whatsoever, right? They beat her up, put her in the hospital. They know a lawsuit is coming. A lawsuit is literally on its way. It's just like they haven't put the stamp on it yet. It's just on its way. Mm-hmm. And they're like, ooh, we better do something. So they go and arrest her for resisting arrest and for fighting back. And then what? And then what? Like, nothing. Because there was no resisting. There is no fighting back so much that you then, you know, were super scared and you had to beat this young kid, an actual child. You had to beat her up.
So I looked at another piece of coverage on it, and the injuries that she sustained, she lost, temporarily lost some of her hearing and sight. And they mentioned in the other story that, you know, she was yelling and one of the officers covered her mouth. And she was yelling like she was calling for her dad.
Oh.
They said they picked her up because she was wearing tight shorts. 12. Self-report. She's 12, bro.
Fam? the hypersexualization that happens to Black girls, period. We can just, girls, yes, but Black girls, period.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old Black girl is somehow mistaken for three white women. Yeah. And then we're supposed to believe, so this is a thing that really bothers me. Propaganda has worked so well that somebody would then believe or at least say to you, well, she resisted arrest. They went and arrested her. You know, she must have done something. As if being arrested means the thing happened. Number one, that's not even how our system is set up. That's, you're not even supposed to believe that. You're literally supposed to not think that. Guilty until or innocent until proven guilty, right? So number one, you're not even supposed to think that way. Second, we know that the police lie. Even the police, you know, the Blue Lives Matter, the these colors don't run or something, whatever these people, y'all know they be lying. The police officers know they be lying. That's like literally part of the way that they do their job.
Yeah.
Propaganda works so well that there, as a person who has had police contact in the way of police either lying on you, lying about you, lying to you about something that you supposedly did, that same person could very easily be like, let me see someone else's paperwork to know if that person is a snitch or not.
Right.
As if the police don't create those issues. Don't falsify records, as if they don't go back and plant the gun, as if they don't go back and plant the narcotics. Like, right. How many, even right. to this moment,
right.
Where we are watching body cam footage of officers like tossing in a little bag of coke or something,
right?
Why would I ever believe that you are on the side of justice when justice to you is like a collar, you know, like right. It's just, you're just getting an arrest. It's wild to me.
Yeah. I remember
nothing that the police say should ever just be taken at face value.
Ever,
nothing.
And ever. There are too many instances of them being caught blue-handed lying.
Not blue-handed.
Blatantly lying, falsifying reports. Like, the fact that there's been no, you know, and I laughed at myself if using the word reformation around reporting alone is just like, come on, what are we doing?
What are we talking about?
And to when it was brought to my attention, or I don't know if it was our attention at the same time, that the news reports are often based on the police reports. Like,
oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, when we depend on, you know, local news to tell us what's going on.
They're literally just reading what the police told them,
yeah.
Or the police report, and calling that fact. And, well, what they'll say.
Delivering it as fact, for sure.
Delivering it as fact and yeah. Say, police say. Or,
yeah.
But the propaganda of it all has already done the groundwork. And
right.
That's the point, is that from a kid, you are meeting officer friendly or whatever, right? And there's the stranger danger, and someone's telling you about
certain,
exactly.
Yeah.
Do your part, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And what you are meant to understand is that when you are in danger or you are in trouble, you are able to go to a police officer. That police officer is going to help you. Not that police officer might kill you instead.
Right.
Not, is it, we don't even get the opportunity or the, you know, moment for whoever is doing that assembly to say, sometimes it doesn't go right.
Right.
Sometimes it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go. We don't even get that. And so we don't need it either, because the propaganda is there. You just sort of believe. And same thing with the media when they're just reading a police report. You believe it. It's your local news. Why would they lie to you? And you don't think about it in the way of lying either, because there's a moment of you have the ability to retract. You have the ability to, we got that wrong.
Right.
And that sometimes happens. But for the most part, we know how to add things in on the front end, which is like it's being reported. Mm-hmm. The police say it's not, you know, here are the facts. And I wish that we sat with that from the like. From the beginning until there's a moment where we know for certain that facts are being found.
Yeah.
Because what we definitely know is that as police are doing investigations, they are not telling us anything that actually matters, right? Because that would, you know, mess up the investigation or whatnot.
Yeah, not anything that would, you know, show them in any unfavorable position.
They don't tell us anything.
Yeah.
They don't tell us anything. So that's normalized, number one, that we don't get any answers or know what's going on, and that it's like, that's completely fine. That's just a part of the process. When in, I don't know, any other instance, you would have to have given information by then.
Right.
You know, like there's just, you would have had to answer to somebody. And they don't. They don't have to answer to any of us.
Yeah.
And I, you know, y'all already know that I am a, you cannot reform your way out of what we got going on. There's no such thing. Like, cut that word out of your vocabulary.
Right.
That said, this just continues to get more egregious because with the amount of people that the police kill yearly, and when I say people, citizens. There is no actual moment where it's like you get to do that. Mm. You get to decide all of the things. There's supposed to be a process. And that process, as faulty and weighted as that process is, there's still a process.
Right.
And that process is not supposed to involve the police doing every single piece of it. And becoming all of it, and then the executioner as well. But we are real desensitized to all of it, and we mm-hmm. are really totally fine. You know what I mean? And I don't mean we're actually fine,
right?
But like the masses are not. We're not doing enough to say that this isn't okay.
Right.
And I feel like we were real close. We were getting somewhere in 2020, and the amount of backlash and the amount of money that goes into anti-liberation is wild. And it works because all of the rest of that groundwork is already laid too. So like liberation from what? We're literally in a country where everyone in power is telling you, there is no problem with it. There's no systemic issue here.
Yeah. Ross said, why do work when you can just lie?
Listen.
Yeah.
I want to just... So what's the job that I get to do that's not policing? Where I just get to lie all day? Like, do I have to go... I have to work for, like, Fox News or something. And that's the thing I can't do. But, like, I... Where do you get to do that? And it's just, except for being the mayor of Dalton.
Oh, geez.
Or Portland.
I will say this. Actual shout out to the MCU.
To the what?
The MCU.
Oh, okay.
And the new season of Daredevil. I'm always going to bring back the comics, guys. You know this. The Punisher.
Now we're talking. Now I care.
We'll be going up against law enforcement.
Of course he will.
Because in this new season of Daredevil, they're going to be running around with the skull. Cops are going to be running around wearing Frank's skull, doing utter foolishness. If there's anything we know about Mr. Castle, he doesn't play no games. Yeah.
Is this a good time to tell the story of you bringing me the patch?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't remember where you were.
Where I got the patch?
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly where I got the patch. Shout out, actual shout out, Rose City Comics.
Oh, shout out to Rose City Comics.
No, I didn't get it from there. Sorry. I want to shout out Rose City Comics anyway. That is my LCP. LCS. Local comic shop.
You're doing.
Okay. Shout out to BJ Kicks. I got that from Cosmic Monkey.
Okay. So Ambush comes home and is like, got you a little something today. And that little something was a Punisher skull logo patch. And I was like, oh, what exactly am I supposed to do with that? Because that's what the police wear. I'm not the pig. I am the proletariat. We are not. I am not out here doing none of that. What's going on?
Right.
To which you were like, well, no. That's the Punisher. That's not for them.
Mm-hmm.
But what did we see? They had already taken over.
Yeah.
They had been using that.
Yeah.
Which says a lot, right? That the police want to tell us that you have our safety in mind, but you take the logo of the Punisher?
Right.
Do y'all know what Frank Castle does? Like, I just want to be clear. This isn't like, you know, the lone wolf y'all want to talk about. Like,
Frank's about that business, fam.
None of the Meal Team 6 officers that are going to do absolutely that are just shooting first. Y'all don't do none of the combat.
No. No.
Frank is getting off before he even uses a weapon. And then the weapons he uses, you didn't have. You didn't even have access.
He gets so busy. He gets so busy.
And here you are wanting to use that logo. Like, it's gross.
Yeah.
It really says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got some comments. I got some texts. You know, our
it's called the chat ambush.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We got it's actually text though, it's a row. Some part of the remote production team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we also did notice a little bit of choppiness. So what's happening is the audio is coming through great. The choppiness that we're experiencing in the video is not what we thought it was last time. So it's not happening on our side of the fence at all, guys.
I don't know what's going on.
It's happening on YouTube. So now I'm actually signed in on the production side in the YouTube streamer.
Okay.
And it's showing me that the bit rate, which is amazing that we're even outputting like this, the bit rate at which we're outputting is almost 3 times the recommended for what we're streaming. So we're bit rating. It's like right now our bit rate's at almost 7,000 and all we need is 2,500 to get this thing clear. So I'm just saying this. So next week, guys, we will have this. It's going to look smooth as silk. And mind you, there's nothing you guys can do there. It's nothing there. It's in the streaming settings in the YouTube account. So the same way, like week one, I had the chat turned off on accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Week two.
Yeah.
I'm getting some pop-ups.
Forgot
hey,
the bit,
Ambush,
forgot the
before
bit
you
rate.
Start, set your bit rate, change it a little bit. Week three is going to be fan-effing-tabulous.
I mean, since we're having a production meeting, I just feel like I should say to our production group, don't let Ambush do most of it. And the reason why is details are not his friend, you know? Doesn't love him.
You said that last week.
I did, and I meant it then, and I mean it now. That you just said a pop-up came up and was like, set your bit rate. And you were like, X,
no,
close, get out of
now.
My face.
The pop-up happened now. Just
sure.
Today. And it so, wasn't previous to this. It happened just now. It's currently letting me know.
So, you know? Did you choose it? Did you choose a different bit rate?
Can't do it while we're live.
Silly.
Not while we're streaming. That's why I'm like, I can do
YouTube,
some presetting.
First of all, I know you can do better.
It would drop the entire feed.
Yeah, but it shouldn't, is what I'm saying.
Oh, all right, I hear you.
Not for the money that Google has. No.
Facts.
Everything should be seamless.
So I think, you know, any of you, again, that are here, thank you for kicking it with us. Next week's going to be silky smooth. You'll be able to see my George Santos button crystal clear on my camera, my angle. Like, boom, boom. Might even do like a...
No,
presetting for the Zoom to be like OG Santos. Or I could just do like an overlay. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at the actual production meeting. MJ doesn't want to talk about it now, guys. But yeah.
You're right about that.
All right. Story we didn't get a chance to get to last Thursday.
Yeah.
And again, the advantage of being able to have both the Sunday and the Thursday shows.
So cool.
Yes. So very cool. The Portland's Joint Office of Homeless Services has reported a significant increase in housing placements and shelter use over the past year, marking the biggest surge since the office was established in 2016. According to the latest data, housing placements increased by 1,211 people, or 28%. Compared to the previous year, while nearly 7,900 people entered shelters during the 2023 to 2024 fiscal year, an increase of more than 2,000 people, or nearly 35%. The announcement comes after the city of Portland and Multnomah County decided to continue funding Department of Homeless Services, Joint Office of Homeless Services, with the ambitious goal of cutting the homeless population in half within 2 years. That is an ambitious goal.
Yeah.
However, the agreement allows city leaders to opt out if there is insufficient progress by October 2024. You set an ambitious goal of cutting the homeless population completely in half, and the city gets to opt out if they're not producing, if there's insufficient progress by 2024.
Well, not by 2024, because we're in
October
2024, which, if anybody's counting, is a week from now. I mean, like,
practically,
we're almost about to hit September, and then we're in October. So,
yeah.
Quit.
Yeah. A key factor in JOHS's efforts is funding from the Supportive Housing Services measure. According to the report, over 42% of those who transitioned from homelessness to housing in the last fiscal year received support from this measure, representing a 76% increase from the previous fiscal year and nearly double the placements from 2 years ago. Quote, we really focused on getting the resources out into the hands of our nonprofit providers who are working daily with clients to get them housed, get them supported with rent support, with services, and other things that will keep them safe and off the streets. Despite the recent success, JOHS has faced criticism in the past for slow progress and underspending. The joint office did have some challenges with spending those dollars. It was the first 2 years of the measure that they had these issues. This year, in 2024, for the year, they concluded that they actually spent every dollar that Metro sent them.
Mm-hmm.
The scale of the houseless crisis remains daunting. City data showed that in 2023, there were over 6,000 houseless individuals, the office estimates has now risen to between 10,000 and 11,000. In addition to permanent housing efforts, Multnomah County has seen a 32% increase in the number of people accessing shelter beds for at least one night, that number reaching 9,101 people. So they're serving more people. They've added more services. The Multnomah County Chair, Jessica Vega Peterson, said that, and that the office has effectively invested taxpayer dollars in ways that are changing lives. Anyone who sees these outcomes can see that these partnerships are working to change what's happening in our city for the better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how are you really feeling about it?
I feel like we're continuously choosing to make poverty the choice. We are deciding that we are not going to help people. We are deciding that we're going to spend money on more surveys and, getting ourselves prepared for something that's permanent rather than working on permanent solutions. I think we're going to continue to waste our money on temporary fixes. And I'm tired. And every single person who is in government should be fucking tired. Like, again, I do not understand spending so much time, effort, and energy to campaign, to get yourself to believe that you are a person who can make change, and even if that change is not the right change, right, which I have my own, you know, that's a different topic, I guess, altogether.
Right.
But like deciding that you are just going to keep people poor and deciding you are just going to make lives hard rather than taking an approach that makes sense is something that I cannot understand.
Right.
Like there's no part of me that gets it. And I do understand that we are conditioned to be like, homeless people need to help themselves. You know, like we're conditioned to believe that you aren't doing your part. I just don't happen to believe that. I don't believe that. I believe that people are victims of capitalism and they are not. And that's not like, let's make everyone a victim. It literally, we are all victims of capitalism.
Right. Absolutely.
But I refuse to make that somebody's individual fuck up, because it's not that. Number one, it's not a moral failure to be poor. It's not a moral failure to not have a place to live. And when we're coming off of handling a pandemic so egregiously poorly, like so much so that we actually created a bunch of homeless people in our response to a pandemic in the richest country in the world and all that.
It's crazy.
We chose. And we watched people go from having, making ends meet with 2 to 3 jobs to having no jobs to living in their cars to the cars going away to now they are out on the street.
Right.
And instead, years later, instead of remembering just those few years ago, we are creating reasons. We are talking about fentanyl. Get fucking for real. We're talking about addiction. We're talking about mental health. Be fucking for real. If we cared about any of that, we would be putting resources behind it. But here we are saying you go to jail or you go to rehab. Oops, we ain't got no rehab.
Right.
You go to jail or you go to a shelter. Oops, we ain't got no fucking shelter. That's what we're doing. That's how we're deciding to do a fucking crisis. There is nowhere for people to go. So here we are doing this dance of you could go to this shelter that cannot fucking take you. Also, I just want to say, like, for all of the people that are like family matters and values and things like that, when you can't go as a family to a shelter, do you decide to stay together by yourselves or do you just say fuck it and break up your family? I like what would you do? What would you do? Because there is no just like, here's the whole family coming to the shelter. That's not a thing. So here we are just continuously. We're not just creating the problems, we're exacerbating them. And then we just absolutely pretend as if we're going to even think about fixing it. And we're not close. Because that's not the point. And until we get people into those positions whose point is to actually deal with issues on a permanent basis and not talking to us about shelters, not talking to us about safe rest villages, that is, what do they call it? The nonprofit industrial complex or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Literally, we just want to make more nonprofits in order to deal with a systemic issue that we could fucking stop. We could end it. The models are there. We know that Housing First actually works. It doesn't matter, again, what Kevin Dahlgren or his friends say. They be lying.
Right.
We know that it works. And I would rather have people in a home, whether they continue to use drugs or not, I'd rather they be there. I'd rather they be safer. I'd rather they not have to be on the street. I'd rather they have the stability they need in order to even think about no longer doing drugs. if that's where they need to be.
Right.
Or be in the position to be even accept help. The kind of help and temporary things that we end up fucking talking about do, number one, don't do anything. But number two, you can't get to it. How are you to get to all the things when you're also carrying around all your belongings because you can't leave them at a shelter?
Bruh.
Like, we're acting as if people just get to take a shower, get dressed, and go do interviews. And every day is a job fair. And that's not fucking real.
Every day is a job fair or an opportunity to, better your standing in society. And just that whole mindset.
The bootstraps don't exist.
Yeah, it's devoid of the reality of just every day being this person's first priority to survive and make it to the next one without having any of the resources that a lot of us take for granted. Privileges and resources. Like,
fam, I am currently not sleeping. The amount of sleep that I'm getting would not be considered sleep.
I'd use the descriptor paltry. Second time in this episode, but I think it's accurate.
I can't imagine what it means to do life with that little sleep outside. Mm-hmm. With the element that being outside is. That it is no just like, oh, and it's your life outside sans bed or something. Like, right. That's not the environment, bro. Like, you don't get to... There is no peace of mind. There is no just getting to your lavish tent that they act as if that's what people are glamping out here. Like,
they really do.
There is no just, something takes you away from that. Even when you're high, that doesn't take you away from that.
Right.
And the amount of on alert that you have to be on the street is something that we cannot, even the scariest little, person who's 17 locks on their door.
Right.
You cannot comprehend what that means, and you can't comprehend what it means to do that on no sleep. And then you expect this person to just, again, get up, take a shower, and go look for jobs. As if that's a thing. We're not even being realistic at all in what would be a fix. The amount of people that are like, put these folks in jail, get them out of here. Y'all don't, like, you don't count. I'm sorry.
You can't count. You can't count.
You're disqualified for the conversation.
Yeah, can't be part of the conversation.
And I mean that. I stand on that. If that is your idea of fixing homelessness is putting people in jail, you do not get to even have an opinion at that point. And I know that sounds wild, but you don't. Not until you understand that that's not a fix for anything. Yeah. Jail doesn't fix anything. It's not a deterrent for any of the things that you want it to be a deterrent for. If it were, would we have the serial killers? Would the rapings still be happening? Right. Like, be for real.
Right. It's its own separate education system.
Dead ass.
Right.
Like, so this is not, like, for me, this is, we're playing, and this is, we don't have time. People are dying while other people are like, I'm going to change how we deal with homelessness.
Right.
But I'm not going to change it in a way that actually helps anybody. I'm only going to make it harder.
It's going to create different phrases.
We don't have time for that. We've been doing that.
How we're dealing with it.
We've been doing that.
No physical, actual.
We've been doing the PR. Changes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We don't have to affirmative action this. We don't need to be PC about it. Like, literally do something and not talk about empathy in the way of not understanding addiction. That's my other, like, you don't understand addiction, you don't understand mental illness, but you talk about empathy as if you are supposed to not enable people. But you're really missing the point. Really misunderstanding what enabling means.
Yeah. For sure.
I want to flip the table.
You can't. And listen.
Well, you said that I couldn't do it in the beginning of the first one, at, before the break. And you didn't say nothing about after the break.
Well, so now I'm like saying it in, Kyle? At the end of the second
play
episode.
Play it back, you know? You know?
Don't flip into the tables. And I know.
You didn't say that, though.
But I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You keep mentioning it. You're putting it out in the zeitgeist. People are going to start demanding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. I know what you're doing. It's not healthy for our set or anything else we got going on right now. You'd be flipping tables, bro. It's just not a thing. Subscribe to the Patreon to watch Morgan flip a table.
Okay. Do I get to flip tables on Patreon?
Yeah, I'm big. You know, see what's happening.
I'm big mad. That's, you know, that's a thing that's going to continue to happen, is Morgan being big mad because not enough is happening.
It gets the people going. That's what they do. I know it. They know it.
Anyway, it's been a great one.
It has. This has been a great second episode.
Second Monday. Cheers to all of us.
Boom.
We've done it.
Dang right.
Another one in the books.
You're going to say bites the dust.
It almost happened, and that's not what I wanted to say. But that's where that pause happened.
All right.
Ooh, not that. All right. Well, we didn't bite the dust. I think we did well this go around.
I think we did well.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody in the chat of show. Let's make sure we are liking, we are subscribing, we're hitting the bell for notifications. We are here in your face every Monday, 6:30 to 8:30. OG Ooh. Santos vibes.
No. Really slid that in there.
Yeah, it was good.
Not a fan.
All right. Fine. Shout out to the production crew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big Kyle, Big Jess. Ross Michelle, Remote Tings. Elias, Remote Tings.
You know?
Shout out to production.
Squad.
Shout out to everybody in the comments. Shout out to people that subscribe. We did get a new subscriber.
Shout out to our first subscriber on Patreon.
Oh, really? I was going to say on YouTube. We got a Patreon subscriber too?
We did.
Oh, shout out. So on YouTube, we got Carlos Cortez.
Get out.
I lied to you now.
Hi, Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's that Carlos. Mean it. Okay. That's awesome. I feel really cool now. The youth are subscribing.
No, that's big.
Yeah.
The Ute Dem.
Big things. Okay, cool.
Get in a bit.
Patreon subscriber. Awesome. Sweet.
We did.
Nice. Woo. All right.
Yeah.
Now that we got you in, it's time for the salacious content to hit the Patreons.
Got to do it now.
All right. Kyle did float an idea for holiday cooking segment.
Okay.
With yours truly, Cooking with Ambush. We got the cameras for it. You know, I just like where our production team is going.
You know? Because our production team has ideas for you to be doing more.
A woman's place.
That's exactly it.
A woman's place is in the kitchen. So I'm pretty sure we can get you in there, you know? Doing some prep, you know, for the kid. I'm the kid. Doing some prep. Huh? Come on.
I will flip this table. I don't know what, be for real.
You are a domestic engineer of epic proportions. Do not deny it. It's going to get dangerous. We need to cut soon. Okay, so.
Exactly what needs to happen. Wow.
Yes. Listen, y'all know what it is. Do not let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And we will catch you right here, raw, live, in person.
Live.
Next Monday.
Raw.
At 6:30.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. And you can catch this show streaming live on YouTube every Monday night from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our podcast episodes are available everywhere you listen to podcasts except Spotify.